Now we're going to begin delving into linguistics by looking at phonology. Before we look at the phonology of American Sign Language, let me first give you an understanding of what phonology is just based on language in general, and specifically based on English. Then we'll come to understand what it means in American Sign Language and in other sign languages. First of all, you should understand that a phoneme is the smallest unit of language. A phoneme is the smallest sound, or in sign language, movement, hand shape, gesture, that on its own doesn't mean anything at all. But it comes about in predictable ways. It's not random. There are specific times when you can use certain sounds, and certain sounds can be used with other sounds. Certain sounds influence other sounds. So it's predictable, but it's not meaningful. By itself, it doesn't mean anything. But you can use it to build parts of speech that are meaningful. And those parts of speech are called morphemes, which we're going to look at in morphology. So let's take a word, the word smaller, smaller. Now notice that it's spelled with two L's, but there's really only one L sound there. So when we think about the morphemes of smaller, we can see that there are really two parts that have meaning. There's small, which is a word on its own, meaning little, or you know, of not much size. And then there's the ER, which means more than. So smaller means more small, right? Smaller than something else. So we notice that small, that first morpheme, that meaningful unit that means something on its own, is made up of these little parts, the s, the m, the a, and the l, that on their own don't mean anything. The s sound doesn't mean anything. The m sound doesn't mean anything. They have to be used with the other sounds to mean something. In the same way, the r sound, the er, that sound together, the r together, does mean something. It's the phoneme er, that means greater than or more than. But by itself, the uh and the r don't have meaning. Those are phonemes. Now, the phonemes have to be organized in predictable ways. For example, we don't have any English words that have the phoneme s, m, p, and r one right after the other. We can't do that. It's just a rule in English that the sounds can't go together that way. We have to have vowels in between all of those consonants. And in the same way in ASL, we're going to find that there are certain parts of signs, hand shapes, movements, facial expressions, palm orientations, that don't have any meaning on their own, but that they're used in predictable ways. And we're going to call these the phonetic parts of the sign. And then we're going to find that those parts of the sign can be put together in meaningful ways. Those are called morphemes. And then, of course, the morphemes can be put together into sentences, which we'll look at in syntax. So for right now, we need to understand that phonemes are those smallest units that don't mean anything on their own, but that can be used in predictable patterns. You can't just put any phoneme anywhere. And that these predictable patterns are used to build parts of speech that do have meaning, those parts of speech that we're going to call morphemes.